Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy and ascension to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist, and I am your guide for this sound activation, for this energetic transmission with these beautiful crystal alchemy singing bowls. This is the companion episode to the episode entitled Navigating Retrogrades and Eclipse Season. So there is a lot of energy that is happening. So if you want to check out what is going on and actually get a feel for these energies, please check that out. You can do it after the sound activation. That's perfectly cool if you haven't done so already. A little bit of housekeeping: if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio that cuts into the body of this episode with advertisements, please switch off to a platform that does not, like Apple Music, I think Samsung Podcasts. But basically, please know your platform and make sure they do not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. There is a very, very important reason for this. This is an energetic transmission. It is an energy healing. Sound healings are energetic healings. They are energetic transmissions. So it's very important that we maintain the integrity of this space. We do not need or want or desire squirrely information getting in. That's a no. So please make sure that you know your platform. You can also listen on my website for free as many times as you want, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S. And you should also please be aware that if you are driving, operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. It is not safe. Make sure you are in a comfortable, safe space where you can lay down if you feel called to. You can be seated. However you feel it, you can have your right hand on your heart, the left on your womb space, your hara, or you can have both your hands on your heart or your hands at your sides, palms up to receive the energy. However you feel it, feel free to light a candle, burn some incense, make this a part of your sacred ritual, a sacred part of nurturing and nourishing yourself. As with all energetic transmissions, all we need to do is be open to receive. You may yawn, you may kind of go out and kind of not remember parts of it. That is all perfectly normal, even though I don't necessarily like that word. It's all within the parameters. You may feel tingling, you may feel like just a spasm of energy, you may have a thought that comes back that you haven't thought about in years and years and years. All that is very good. The reason it is coming up is for it to be healed, so just allow whatever needs to flow through you, whatever needs to come into your awareness, to come into our awareness, in order for us to alchemize and transmute it and elevate our frequency to a higher level. That being said, I think that's all the housekeeping. All you need to do is be open to receive. And let's get started. Long, deep breathing. Even if you've never had a sound healing, just allow yourself to go with the flow. And this is what this retrograde season is all about. Going with the flow, with the energy, and just allowing ourselves to go into the cycle. Because we can go kicking and screaming, it's not going to be a pleasant experience, or we can allow ourselves to take the journey and to have whatever needs to be revealed to us during this Pisces Adar season to be revealed to us, remembering that everything is for our highest good. Long, deep breathing. As we begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau, the Ruha, asking for wisdom, for inspiration, for clarity, for focus. As I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body, I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill us with the sacred breath of life, allowing that breath of life to nurture nurture and nourish our spirits, to refresh our spirits. Bless us with healing, with mental clarity, with discernment and wisdom. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. As I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya, I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water. Bless us with ease and flow, with healing abundance. I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with our intuition, allowing us to strengthen our intuition to hear, see, perceive, feel the messages from the divine, the downloads. Allow us to embody the higher frequencies and support us in taking aligned action. As I call on El Shaddai to activate divine feminine codes, the codes of the Shekhinah, the 13-petaled rose. Awaken wisdom within us. Allow us to align with the deep wisdom, to open to it, to embody it. Of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of transformation, of purification, of alchemy, of transmutation. Call upon Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery presence, asking that you guide us into alignment with truth, allowing us to know the truth and embody it. Awaken within us a passion for truth. Bless us with confidence, with courage, and with strength. Of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of fire and of the earth. Fire is coming in strong. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. I call upon you and the blue flame to remove anything that is not in alignment with our highest good, with our light, from our energy fields, from our physical, emotional, etheric bodies. I call upon you to bless us with protection, trust in your strength, in your courage. I call upon El Shaddai to activate and to purify our physical vessel, blessing us with manifestation and creation. our inner knowing, to the wisdom that exists within our bones, within our energetic spiritual DNA, and within our physical bodies. From the Bina, left of your left shoulder, down to the Hesed, to the right of your right shoulder, and then to the left of the left shoulder, into the Gevura. Activating the Hesed and the Gevura. Purifying and alchemizing these sefirot. Clearing away from the throat any vows of silence, any religious vows, anywhere that we entered into agreements knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, to silence ourselves. Allow yourself to shed these patterns, these limiting beliefs, these hooks and holds over your sacred voice from the throat, liberating these into the golden light. Strengthening your connection to your voice, to your authentic expression, to your soul expressing itself through your voice. And as you feel the golden light begin to soothe these tired muscles, you may feel the need to yawn. Allow the energy to move and flow through you. walls around our heart, anywhere we hold on to resentment, anywhere we hold on to the wrongs, anywhere we judge ourselves and others, anywhere we have been heartbroken. Allow yourself of loneliness and separation, this longing, as we come to expand in our heart, know that we are love and we are loved. Allow yourself to receive the unconditional love of the divine. Allow the golden light to soothe and nurture the heart, filling the heart space with love. Golden light into the heart space, into the Tiferet. Breathing the golden light from the heart space. Feeling that expansion in all of the sephirots above as we bring the golden light into the Netzach. Into the Netzach, maybe to the right of your right, the right side of your belly button, and then to the hood, to the left side, activating the solar plexus, breathing the golden light into the Netzach and the hood, these sephirots, awakening within us sacred passion, the higher I am, the I am that is the soul, allowing that I am to become embodied. As we clear away any hooks, any stuck energy, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, whether it's through religious vows, educational institutions, governmental authority, anywhere that we have liberating ourselves of the cords as we return to sender any energies that are not ours and no longer ours to carry, and call our energy back to us. Strengthening our connection to our mastery over ourselves, to our ability to trust ourselves, to act upon the holy desire of the soul. To expand in our confidence, in our courage, in our strength. Allowing the sacred I am, the higher I am, to guide us, the soul. From the Hod, bring the golden light of Shekhinah with your breath into the Yesod, into the sacred womb space, into the waters of your creation. Allowing these sacred waters to become purified and activated, blessed and healed as we allow the golden light alchemize any dense energy, any traumas, any limiting beliefs, any guilt, any shame, any residual energy we hold on to from past lovers, from past relationships. Of the sacred womb, clearing past lives into the waters of your creation, as we learn to channel our sacred sexual energy into the higher realms, breathing the golden light into the womb, into the Yesod, and allowing the energy to begin flowing into our creations, into our seeds. Comfortable with the sacredness of your cycles if you are in a feminine embodiment, with the sacredness of your physical vessel, regardless of the embodiment, we all must remember the sacredness of our sacred bodies. These are the vessels that we chose, our soul chose them, so we may experience this world, so we may expand in our soul's evolution through this physical manifestation. So bring the golden light from the Yesod into Let's allow the golden light to clear away any programs of scarcity, of lack, any limitations, anywhere we feel fear, irrational fears perhaps, anywhere we don't feel fully supported and taken care of, anywhere we feel that there is an inherent lack of safety in our experience. Allow the golden light to bring her gorgeous, expansive, bountiful energy, the energy of oneness, of completion, of fullness and fulfillment, of support into the root, into the mahut, strengthening our connection to the earth, to our bodies, to our human incarnation. Begin feeling and envisioning an umbilical cord of golden light, beginning to take shape and form in the sacred waters of your womb, allowing this golden umbilical cord of light to extend down through the root, through your physical and energy bodies, connecting you the earth star chakra beneath your feet to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia, and then traveling down through the earth's crust, through the layers of earth, through the sands, through the aquifers, down through the most ancient layers of earth, until you encounter the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia, Pachamama. Allow your umbilical cord of golden light to connect you to the crystalline womb space of Mother Gaia. As we expand, deeply our connection to the earth, bringing the golden light of Shekhinah into the womb space of Gaia. Whatever needs to be shed and liberated, any karmas, traumas, anything we are holding on to, be shed into the earth, allowing her to alchemize dense energies, Hucha, into Sami. As we open ourselves to receive the divine love of Pachamama, of Mother Earth, allowing her to offer you crystalline diamond light into the golden light within the umbilical cord. Diamond white light into your energy and physical body. envision these flames expanding, getting brighter and warmer. Maybe they're getting hot. But allow yourself to visualize, feel, perceive, touch these flames. As we bring our awareness and consciousness into the turquoise flame in the heart, high heart. Feel yourself cocooned within the turquoise flame, calling in all of our guides. Surrendering into this space of union, into the heart, allowing ourselves to unite with our soul, with the divine, with all parts of ourselves that need to come into sacred union. Opening to receive. Thank you. the brilliant turquoise light all around you. Feel yourself coming back, calling all parts of yourself into this present moment. Of this Pisces Adar lunar portal, the Gimel, the Kof, giving thanks to ourselves, to the earth, to the Shekhinah, to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allah, and to all of the light beings and teachers on our path. Inhaling deeply, exhaling in gratitude, in grace, in love for all that we have received. We open our eyes. Ahava. Both are linked in the show notes. You can also find me on YouTube, where I share longer format videos and mini sound activations, a little bit of practices that we can do to anchor these energies and to work with these energies. Link is below at Aurealara, AUREALARA. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure you ground. Make sure that you pay attention to your dreams, nourish your body, hug a tree, plant your bare feet or your bare bottom on the ground, on the grass. If you are close to a body of water, a natural body of water, go to the ocean, the lake, the river. Spend time in nature and really allow yourself to align with the cycles, with the cosmic frequencies, and with your soul, with your light. If you would like a one-on-one, the link is below for you to book. And I will see you in the next episode. And don't forget to listen to the energetic update for this retrograde and eclipse season. Have a blessed day of the goddess, a wonderful day, no matter what day you're watching this.